If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. How beautiful would it be that if you could see the gardens of paradise while you were still alive in this world? In an amazing hadith of Mubarakah, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave the glad tidings that whoever recites Durood Pak upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. A very easy thing to do. It takes 12 minutes maximum. But the rewards are so amazing that not only do you get the countless blessings of reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also you will not die until you see your place in Jannah. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Favors of Allah azza wa jal surround us from head to toe. Appreciating these blessings really brings happiness, a joy, a peace and tranquility to our hearts. And there's no way that we can repay Allah Azza wa Jal for His great blessings. But by simply thanking Him, by contemplating about the blessings that surround us with our tongue and through our actions, Alhamdulillah, we become grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not a situation where you would be able to repay Allah Azza wa Jal for anything. Indeed, if you lived a life of piety and your sins were very little and your good deeds were huge, yet if the one eye was placed onto the pan of the balance, you could not repay Allah Azza wa Jal for that one eye with all your good deeds. So there's no match, but at least by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, by appreciating His blessings, by contemplating on the great mercies that descend upon you, you become humble and sincere in your thankfulness. And it is that which is true gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Bakr bin Abdullah rahmatullah alayhi says that the one who receives blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal should show them, they should be evident upon him. He should be thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, and his manner and his behavior should change. He should become a humble servant. He should appreciate this amazing favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. He should appreciate the fact that he has been gifted. He is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the more he is grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, not only do the blessings increase, as is mentioned in the glorious Quran, which says that, thank me, I will give you more. Not only that, but also this great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that you become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at how amazing that is. And let's think about it for a moment. Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you, gives you food, sustenance, sight, hearing, everything else, every luxury of life. You cannot repay Allah Azza wa Jal. But by being grateful, not only does the Creator accept that you are thanking Him, but He increases your blessings and He loves you more. What a win-win situation. Foolish are those people who do not protect their blessings that have been given to them and gifted to them and bestowed upon them by Allah Azza wa Jal by doing the simple act of thanking Him. When you thank Allah Azza wa Jal, you secure your blessings. You save yourself from difficulties, troubles and calamities. And we should learn to make it a habit. that every time you see a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, you should not only be happy and rejoice in it, but you should be contemplating and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the one who receives a blessing and lives a life of ignorance often is in sorrow at what he doesn't have, but fails to appreciate what he does. We have every blessing under the sun. We're in the top 1% of the 1% of the 6.7 billion people who live on the surface of the earth. And blessings surround us all around. And yet maybe there's one missing, and that is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. But our mannerism, our behaviors, all evolve around that missing blessing. And we do not appreciate the gifts that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. Often, the whispers of the shaitan lead us to think that this blessing is because of my hard work. This blessing is because of my intellect. This blessing is because of my skill. And the shaitan wraps him up in this arrogance and in this pride and in this vanity. And suddenly he attributes all these blessings and these mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal to himself. And then he is on the path to destruction, a path to misery and a path to difficulty. And it is all up here. If he had remained grateful and humble and pondered upon these great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have protected himself from great difficulties. Remember that gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is the key to our existence. You have been created to appreciate the Creator Supreme, to accept Him as your Lord and be grateful in His court. The great pious predecessor, Amr bin Sharhil rahmatullahi alayhi, says, gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is half of Iman. Allahu Akbar. It is half of your belief to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says, patience is also half of Iman. Subhanallah. But he doesn't stop there. He says, to really achieve the heights of Iman and the heights of peace and tranquility in this world, what you need to have is complete trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And once you have complete trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, then you have complete Iman. Subhanallah. Look at these pious predecessors and how they try to change our insides to make us humble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and for us to appreciate the great blessings that we have been given. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Abdullah bin Zayd rahmatullah alayhi says that none of the blessings of the world granted to you will harm you until you are ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now let's think about that very carefully. Today, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with children. Are we grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Because these children, if we're not grateful, will become the very reason for misery in our life. They will become the bane of our existence. They will be the trouble and the absolute destruction of our peace and tranquility. How are we grateful? Well, first of all, appreciating this blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for bestowing you with children. There are many, many people in the world who haven't been given this gift, and they spend their entire lives asking in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for this great blessing. When was the last time you appreciated it and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for this amazing blessing? If you've got sons and daughters, when was the last time you thanked Allah Azza wa Jal? Because there are many people who have so many sons and they don't have a daughter and they yearn for a daughter. Or so many, they have 5, 6 daughters they're blessed with. And daughters are a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. But they still have that desire for a son and they don't. And yet Allah Azza wa Jal has gifted you both without you ever asking for it. When were you grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Firstly, with your tongue. Then more importantly, true gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal was bringing these children up in accordance with the teachings of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The teachings of the glorious Quran and the amazing Sunnah. Teaching these children that praying five times a day is fundamental to our existence. Teaching these children that reading, understanding, and acting upon the glorious Quran was a crucial part of our life. That being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for this amazing blessing and this amazing ni'mat. When did we do that? These children then become a calamity for us. If you're blessed with wealth, when did you thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Made sure you paid your zakat, gave extra in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, thanking Him for the wealth that you have been given? Or did you hoard it and count your bank balances every day and think, I'm adding and adding and adding? And it's my skill and it's my intellect and it's my cleverness that has led me to have a good bank balance. Or did you say, Ya Allah tera shukr, I thank you, my Lord, I'm not deserving of this. You blessed me with this life, you blessed me with this job, you blessed me with this income, you blessed me with halal rizq. Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you. Give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't be a miser. Help those who need help. And Allah Azza wa Jal will increase your blessings. By doing this, by appreciating these blessings, you are being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. By giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are being grateful for the wealth that He has provided you. And you're grateful not just with your tongue, not just with your mind, but through your actions as well. Then, the faculties that He's given you, the power to see. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the eyes that He's given you. How many people in the world who don't have the power to see? Think about them and how they spend their life in darkness. And then thank Allah Azza wa Jal with your tongue, with your mind, with your heart. But more important, then ensure that you continue to be grateful for this great blessing by not using it for the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Staying away from all these social media that has got nothing but filth on it. Staying away from all these groups and all these chats and all these platforms which have videos with all sorts of filth on it. Why would you want to use your eyes for the wrong thing, for the televisions and all filth out there? When Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with this ni'mat, why not use it to look at the beautiful Kaaba? That is gratefulness for the eyes. Why not use these eyes to look at the beautiful Gumbad-e Khazra Sharif, the beautiful green dome, and to behold it and to love it? That is thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these eyes. Why not use it to look at the glorious Quran? That is thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these eyes and being grateful in His court. Why not use it to look at the beautiful face of your parents and gain the reward of an accepted Hajj? That is what these eyes were made for. Not to look at these filthy things on the internet and on the television. No. And by looking at them, wrong things, you are being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whereas by looking at the right things and using these eyes appropriately, you are thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, not only with your tongue, but through your actions as well. And you are being grateful for this great blessing. Similarly, with the ears, deaf people, they spend their lives wanting to hear a sound. You've been gifted this. Why would you want to disobey the Creator who has given you such amazing faculty of hearing? Why would you want to listen to music when it displeases Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? These ears were not made for that. If you want to be grateful, then obviously think about, contemplate, be grateful in your mind, body, soul, in your heart for these ears. But also through your actions, listen to the glorious Quran. Then let the beautiful naats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam rebound off the beautiful ears that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. That is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Listen to the command of your parents. Listen, talk to your parents in a beautiful way and listen to what they have to say. That is what these ears are for. And that is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, we've got time for our mates. We can spend hours chatting on the phone, but we can't spend 10 minutes listening to our parents. You are missing out on great blessings. But that is not my topic. My topic is gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When was the last time you thought about this faculty of hearing and then thanked Allah Azza wa Jal? Let's do it today. then this amazing tongue. How many people do you know who are deaf or dumb? They can't speak. And this, perhaps this word dumb is wrong word, because it signifies somebody also. One meaning is somebody who can't speak, but one meaning is somebody who is perhaps not very intelligent. So mute perhaps is a better word. But the power to speak is a great gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. When was the last time you appreciated that? One of the ways to appreciate that is, yes, in your mind, thank Allah Azza wa Jal, Malik Tera Shukri, you've given me the ability to speak. Yes, in your heart, contemplate, Ya Allah Tera Shukri, you've given me the ability to express myself in an eloquent and beautiful way. But then true thankfulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal comes when you use this tongue for the recitation of the glorious Quran. When you use this tongue to recite Naat-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you use this tongue to spread the message of the Deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you use this tongue to give the invitation towards good, when you use this tongue to stop people committing sins, when you use this tongue to invite to the Deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you use this tongue to spread the message of the Quran and the Hadith Mubarakah, when you use this tongue to speak to your parents in a beautiful way, when qawlan kareema, when you use this tongue to be nice to your relatives and to establish relations with them, that is being grateful. But if you're using this tongue to lie, if you're using this tongue to lie, then you are ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for this great gift. If you're using this tongue to backbite, then you're being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're using this tongue to slander people, you are being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're using this tongue and swearing at people, you are being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're using this tongue to argue with people unnecessarily, then you are being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are using this tongue to abuse people, you are being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This tongue was created to mend relations. If you are breaking relations with this tongue, then you are being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This tongue, this power to speak, was something amazing. It was your ability, your faculty, which could take you to the high places in Jannah by using it correctly. It was the most powerful organ of the body. It was the head of the organs of the body. If you controlled this tongue, you would have been king. If you let it go loose, you were disgraced and embarrassed. What have we done with it? Have we been grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for this amazing blessing? If we haven't, we need to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for anything that we said wrong. And then we should concentrate on being grateful for this amazing blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. There was a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned that mentioning the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal is the rationale of the hadith in Mubarakah, and reminding yourself is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And failing to mention the blessings and failing to remind yourself is being ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we should constantly ask ourselves, you know, remind ourselves of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should constantly think about and ponder over the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should mention them to others and say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with this. Not obviously with the intention of showing off, but with the intention that by continuously mentioning that I've been blessed with this ni'mat, I've been blessed with this great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, with this great gift, it will bring in my heart a sincere form of gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because I'm constantly benefiting and using His blessings and I'm grateful for that. In another amazing hadith in Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was blessing the great Sahaba Ikram, the great companions, and the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam started to recite Surah Rahman. And as you know, in the beautiful Surah Rahman Sharif, there is mention of the great ayat, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, and which of the favors of your Lord will you both deny? And after the recitation, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to the beautiful companions that were there, that the jinnat, the jinns gave me a much better answer than you. You sat quietly listening to it. Whereas the jinns, every time I said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, they said, Ya Allah, we do not deny any of your favors. Allahu Akbar. So the ayat of the Quran was, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every time I recited, which of the favors of your Lord will you both deny? Both meaning men and jinn. The jinn replied, Ya Allah, we do not deny your favors. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the essence of our creation and the soul of our existence lies in being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every little action you do, you should think and contemplate about it. From drinking water, to eating food, to walking, to talking, to hearing, to seeing, to the family around us, to the house we live in, to the car we're in. Everything is a great blessing. And if you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it and ponder over it, that blessing will increase. Just think about drinking water, how simple an act it is. But first of all, that water has fallen from the sky or gushed out of the earth. Then Allah Azza wa Jal has brought it to you, whether it comes in the tap or in a bottle. Then Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the ability to pick it up with this hand. There are so many people who can't, and they look towards others just for a drink of water. Then there are some people on the plains of Africa and other parts of the world where they walk for miles just for a few sips of water. Allahu Akbar. And this comes to you so easily, and then you drink it. And not only does it quench your thirst and replenish your body, but it's easily then removed from your body, taking excessive waste with it. All this is a great blessing. When you gulp down the water, you don't think. But when you take that water, gosh, you did it in the beautiful way the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Because not only thinking about this great blessing, you would be grateful, but if you did it in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where you drank water with the right hand, you drank it in light, you sat down and drank it, you drank it in three sips, and you drank it in a beautiful way, looking at the water, making sure that you could see, and then in beautiful way you drank it, not like a camel as the rationale of the Hadith of Mubarakah is. And then before you started, you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And after you'd finished, you read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. How beautiful would that be? That is true gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for that one glass of water. What has it cost you? Nothing. But what has it given you? Great blessings and great bounties and great deeds. And it makes the Creator pleased with you. And if Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you, then nothing in the world can harm you. If Allah Azza wa Jal is protecting you, nothing in the world can do anything. And if you continue to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for His amazing blessings, and every single one of them, drinking water is just one example, whether it's eating food, whether it's your children, whether it's the luxuries of life, even whether it's sleeping peacefully at night, because there are many who turn in their beds, can't sleep, they live a life in insomnia and difficulties and depression. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given you sleep, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that. If He wakes you up in the morning, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that. If He gives you breakfast, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that. And watch your life change. Your life will become so beautiful, so amazing, and so blessed that you will be smiling all the way. Why? Because what you've done is you've taken life as it was, but you've flipped it around. And every moment of your life, you are thanking the Creator for His blessings. And every moment of your life, you are being bestowed greater blessings. Every moment of your life, your existing blessings are being protected because you are being grateful. And every moment that goes by, your rewards are increasing. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, one of the fundamental steps is recognizing the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the fundamental steps is getting our families our children, our partners to appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. People very quickly get depressed, reminding them of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, we live in our luxury lives and we easily get depressed. If you were to spend a week living in the villages where people don't know where the next meal is coming from, there's no clean water, there's nothing, they live, they sleep on the floor, they have very little. And then you came back to your house, you would think it was a luxury. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He has given you a life which is full of blessings and luxury. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to thank Him day and night. And by doing that, make us obedient servants in His court. Ameen. Bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more.